Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have covered a little bit about this journalist from Saudi Arabia who was in Istanbul, Turkey, and walked into the consulate of his home country, Saudi Arabia, to take care of some paperwork related to his upcoming wedding, and no one saw him leave. However, there was videotape of a bunch of individuals who weren't normally in the consulate leaving with big bags, and speculation has risen over the last several days that perhaps the journalist had been murdered inside the consulate, chopped up into little pieces, and was going to be used as an example of not to take on the ruling family in Saudi Arabia. Is this possible? Colonel Cedric Layton, who is a former Joint Chiefs of Staff, Deputy Director and a former Air Force Intelligence Officer, and the president of Cedric Layton Associates, joins us now. What do you make of this story? I mean, sometimes journalists like a good story, and, you know, they kind of run wild with their imaginations. You think that's the case here? You think there's some truth in this?
John, unfortunately, I think there's some truth to this one. It's a really bizarre case, but I also know a little bit about the Saudi Arabian intelligence services, and they can be tough, they can be brutal, and one of the big things they do is protect to the interests of the royal family, and that, I think, is what we're seeing in the case of Jamal Khashoggi.
Jamal Khashoggi, from everything that I'm reading, wasn't a complete hostile to the ruling family. I mean, it sounds like he wrote a number of critical pieces, but certainly when you look at the spectrum of open hostility in the Middle East towards the ruling families, this guy wasn't one of the ones who was out there fanning the flames of complete insurrection. Is that accurate to say?
Oh, it is. It's absolutely accurate to say there were things in, you know, his writings in the past where he had a basically conciliatory line toward the Saudi royal family. He also served in the past as an advisor to the Saudi royal family and to some of the key figures in that family. So, he is not a completely hostile person. He was not somebody who advocated for the overthrow of the monarchy or anything that radical, but he did want greater freedom. He did want a way in which the country could actually move forward in a political sense, modernize in a political sense, and that is something that should not cause this kind of a reaction, no matter what has happened to him. But for whatever reason, the Saudi government, apparently, according to Turkish reports, has taken some what one would call extreme measures in this case.
Well, why would they feel so threatened by him in particular? I mean, there's certainly people out there that do advocate, quite frankly, the assassination and murder of the royal family. I mean, from the littlest little girl all the way up to the emir or the king himself. It just seems odd that he would be targeted this way. Are they really trying to send a signal, we just will not tolerate any dissent? Or is there something that I'm missing here?
No, I think that that's really part of it. I think that the idea that they're not tolerating any dissent, the problem with the efforts that the Saudi royal family is undertaking, things such as, modernizing parts of their society by doing, measures like having women drive, liberating some aspects of their capital markets, increasing some other aspects of their economy in terms of making them more modern, more transparent. Many of those things sound really, really good. The problem that you have is they're really walking a tightrope. What they're trying to do is modernize the country, but while they do that, they don't want to really let loose on the pressure pressure that they have in regards to some of the people that they're concerned about. Some of them are members of the old guard. In this case, though, we're talking about people who want to modernize more quickly, and that is something that they don't want to tolerate.
Well, in our last few moments, what do you make of President Trump's management of this potential crisis? I guess he does not want to completely upturn the relationship that he has with Saudi Arabia, but he certainly can't condone this behavior.
Right. He's basically caught between a rock and a hard place. What we're dealing with is an ally that is critical to our geostrategic position in the Middle East. And also, the president mentioned very clearly and very correctly that the Saudis are responsible for buying a lot of our weapon systems. We've got $100 billion plus deals in terms of armaments that we're selling to the Saudis. And they pay cash, which makes them a very attractive customer.
Right.
And the difficulty that we have is, you know, if we're going against Iran, you know, the whole Iran nuclear deal is pulling out of that. You know, some of the work that's being done in Iraq, of course, the civil war in Yemen. All of those things are very, very important from a U.S. policy perspective. And we have enjoyed a very strong relationship with Saudi Arabia. The problem is, if this Khashoggi case turns out to be exactly what the Turks say it is, then we cannot be seen as condoning that kind of behavior toward journalists, especially journalists that are based in the U.S. And then we also have a problem with how do we position ourselves geostrategically in a very volatile region. Even if we're not getting all the oil that we once got from the Middle East, our allies are. And any disruption to that particular economic aspect of the world's relationships is going to be something that has serious, serious consequences.
Yeah, a friendship of necessity here. Colonel Cedric Layton, appreciate your insight on this kind of critical story here at this moment. Appreciate it very much.
You bet, John. Absolutely.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.